completely amazed by a passage I found talking about how angels move. It's the kind of medieval discussion that one might think would be totally ridiculous. But in fact, when I read it, I found this was just like quantum physics. He was talking about how angels could move while no time elapsed when an angel moved from one time to another from the point of view of the angel, even though for an external observer there might be a time elapsing. And this was just like Einstein's thought experiment about the movements of photons of light. They, from their own point of view, are immortal and timeless, but from the external observer, they leave one place and arrive at another in time. And for some reason, St. Thomas Aquinas had been discussing questions that were at the very crucial questions for quantum physics, and I was just intrigued by this parallel, and this was one of the starting points for our discussion, which then ranged far further.
Matthew?
Well, when we did a series of discussions in at a retreat center in Hollyhock, Canada, people came up after our discussion on angels and said, oh, you've got to do a book on this, because this is all new. And of course, as you alluded to, there have been a lot of books recently about angels, but few of them have been by scientists or really by theologians, because frankly, scientists and theologians have both been embarrassed by angels for a couple hundred years. But that's because we were taught we lived in a machine, and in a machine universe there's not a lot of room for either mystics, artists, or angels. Now that the lid is off the machine,